Today is Quinquagesima Sunday. It is also the feast of St. Blaise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Mother Church, knowing that we are, after all, human beings, and are easily discouraged when we cannot appreciate things, has instituted many different kinds of devotions in order to keep us praying, to make us love prayer. And these devotions are means of holiness if they are well practiced. We are all well acquainted with many of the devotions of the Church. We have the devotion to the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the Rosary. We have the Sacred Heart devotions, the different devotions to Our Blessed Lady, to the guardian angels, and all of the like. But there are some that are less known, but are equally important, or almost as important. And there is one that I'd like to speak to you about today, one which I hope will become quite popular here at St. Hugh's, and which all of us will cultivate, at least to a certain extent. Obviously, I know that you cannot all practice all of these different devotions and do them all perfectly well, but at least I would like you to all try to cultivate a little bit of this devotion at least. And that is the devotion to the Holy Face of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Sunday today is actually the Sunday dedicated to the Holy Face. And every Shrove Tuesday, or the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, is the feast day of the Holy Face of Jesus. So we should all try to cultivate this devotion. And because many of us, I'm sure, do not quite know the history of this devotion, I'd like to explain a little bit of it today. And attached to this devotion, there are many promises, as with the devotion to the Sacred Heart and to the devotion to the Rosary. There have always been all of these promises attached to these devotions. And so there are many very beautiful promises to those who practice devotion to the Holy Face. Now, this devotion to the Holy Face was actually begun by a discalced Carmelite nun from France. Her name is Sister Mary of St. Peter. And she was the one who started this devotion. And we must remember that this devotion to the Holy Face has always been an intimate part of the Carmelite order, at least from the times of St. Teresa of Lisieux. You know that her name was St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, but also she added the second name and of the Holy Face. And so she had a very strong devotion to the Holy Face. Actually, her devotion to the Holy Face was much deeper and much stronger than that of her devotion to the Child Jesus. And so many of the Carmelites and many people since then have cultivated this great devotion. And there is another Carmelite sister. Her name is Sister Mary Pierina. And she is a very recent saint, or not a saint, but she is a recent nun. And she, in fact, died only in 1945. But she did a wonderful job of getting this devotion to the Holy Face propagated more throughout the world. And she was, as we know, favored by many visions from our Lord and the Blessed Mother, telling her to spread this devotion to the Holy Face, and that it should be spread in reparation for all of the terrible insults, indeed all of the sacrileges, which were committed against the Holy Face of our Lord during His Passion. That is, all of the spitting that those His cruel enemies did against this holy and adorable face, all of the beatings that it endured. It is in reparation for all of those sins, as well as for all of the sins committed against the Blessed Sacrament, that we perform this devotion. But there's also one other insult that was done during the Passion of Christ, besides the spittings and beatings, and that was, and we don't really think of it much, the kiss of betrayal. What an insult to the Holy Face of our Lord. To kiss Him, that is a sign of love, is what a kiss is. But Judas used it as a sign of not of love, but of betrayal. Betrayal of not an ordinary human being, but of someone of infinite value. That is, God Himself. He traded Him up by a kiss. And that is indeed a very great sacrilege. And by the way, if you've all seen that movie, The Passion of Christ, if you notice, after Judas kissed our Lord, throughout the rest of the movie, his lips are chapped and they are wounded. That is punishment for the sin that he did when he kissed our Lord and betrayed him. And so this devotion, by practicing this devotion, we make reparation for all of those insults done to our Lord's holy face. Now, just as devotion to the Sacred Heart is a devotion of reparation, so also is that of the Holy Face, as I've been saying. But the difference between these devotions is this, that devotion to the Sacred Heart also is designed to make us know our Lord's love for us. That is why he shows us his heart. The heart has always been a sign of love. And that is why you see, coming out of this Sacred Heart, you see these flames. That symbolizes his burning and ardent love for souls. But when the devotion to the Holy Face was made, it was for this purpose, that when we look at it, and we can see it there in the sanctuary, we look at it and we see all of the sadness which is on the face of our Lord. All of the sadness which is due to our sins, all of the insults which were heaped upon him during his passion, all of the sins that even today are committed against the Blessed Sacrament. Those sins against the Blessed Sacrament, such as unworthy communions, which in fact is nothing other than the kiss of Judas, a kiss of betrayal. All of the sins that have been committed against the Blessed Sacrament by pouring it on the ground and desecrating them, and all of those other awful desecrations which deserve to be punished by eternal hellfire. We make reparation for all of those things. And we think, when we see our Lord's holy face, we think of all of those drops of blood of infinite value which were shed for all of us. All of the tears which flowed from his eyes, which were shed for all of us. Not just for the human race as a general population. But he had Father McGuire in mind. He had, for instance, Father Chicada in mind. He had each one of you sitting here today in mind as he shed each drop of blood and each tear. And that should move us to love him more. That should move us to make reparation for these sins. And if that does not move you, then God help you. I don't know what will. Now, at one point, this Sister Pierina received a medal of the Holy Face. And by the way, there are in the back of the church some pamphlets of the Holy Face and some little medals. I notice we have been passing them out in the past as well, but there are some more, and they've already been blessed. So please, all of you, take one with you today. And on one side of this medal, which has an image of the Shroud of Turin, and it says, Illumina Domine vultum tuum super nos. That is, may the light of thy countenance shine upon us, O Lord. And on the other side, there's an image of the Holy Eucharist with rays of glory protruding from it. And it says, Mare nobiscum Domine. That is, stay with us, O Lord, as he truly does on our altars for all the time throughout the rest of the world. Now, there's an interesting story behind this little medal. It cost much money to have it designed and to be made up. This holy nun had to go through a lot of trouble to get it made up. But it was providential how it was done. One day as she walked back into her room or her office, she found laying on her desk, and by the way, she was having all of this trouble raising the money for it, she found laying on her desk the exact amount that it took to have this medal made and passed out. So that is a sign, it is a providential sign that God truly is pleased by devotion to the Holy Face and to this medal. And so powerful is the prayer, and the proper use of this holy medal, that the devil did all he could to get rid of it. He threw them on the ground. He burned sacred images of the Holy Face. And as he often does to the good servants of God, he even took measures to beat this holy nun, to fight her and to strike her. and that she suffered so much in order to cultivate this devotion throughout the world. Now, Our Lady told us that this medal is a weapon for defense, a shield for courage, and a token of love and mercy, which her divine Son wished to give the world in these troubled days of lust and hatred for God and His church. In other words, she gave this little medal as a remedy for all of the lust, for all of the impurity which is committed throughout the world, and how much there is. You have merely to look in the grocery store and you see all of that lust and impurity. This medal is a remedy against that. Devotion to the Holy Face. It is also a remedy against the problems of Holy Mother Church, of Vatican II, rather. It is a remedy against the enemies of the Church. It is a remedy against all of our enemies. And it is also said that they who wear this medal with devotion and who, if possible, make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament on Tuesdays in a spirit of reparation for the insults against the Holy Face, they will be given a strong faith. They will be given the grace to defend the faith and to conquer all difficulties to the faith. And they are promised a happy death with the assistance of Christ. Now, the rest of these promises, and I will briefly read them to you right now. They're very wonderful. It is good to take them home and to meditate on them. To those who are devoted to the Holy Face, our Lord promised these things. By my Holy Face, you shall work miracles. Secondly, by my face, you will obtain the conversion of many sinners. Third, nothing that you ask in making this offering will be refused to you. Fourth, if you knew how pleasing the sight of my face is to my Father. Number five, as in a kingdom you can procure all you wish for with a coin marked with the king's effigy, so in the kingdom of heaven you will obtain all you desire with the precious coin of my Holy Face. Number six, our Lord has promised me that he will imprint his divine likeness on the souls of those who honor his most holy countenance. Seventh, all those who honor my Holy Face in a spirit of reparation will, by so doing, perform the office of the pious Veronica. Eighth, according to the care you take in making reparation to my face, disfigured by blasphemies, so will I take care of yours, which has been disfigured by sin. I will reprint therein my image and render it as beautiful as it was on leaving the baptismal font. And lastly, our Lord promised me that all those who defend his cause in this work of reparation, by words, by prayers, or in writing, he will defend them before his Father. At their death, he will purify their souls by effacing all the blots of sin and will restore to them their primitive beauty. Now, in conclusion for this sermon, it is good to note that a devotion in itself, no matter what the promises, is not enough to save a soul. That is, you should not, for instance, say, well, Our Lady has promised that those who wear the scapular are going to heaven, and then you commit a life of sin. That is not true. You must fulfill other conditions. You must live the life of a good Christian. You must obey the commandments of God and of the Church. And you must cultivate virtues. You must imitate that person whom you are devoted to. If you are wearing the scapular, you must imitate the virtues of our Blessed Lady. And if you do that, then you will go to heaven. But to merely say that if I say these prayers, or if I wear the scapular, I will go to heaven, you are mistaken. Our Lord says in Sacred Scripture, not all who say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You must, to practice devotion the correct way, and for the devotion to be efficacious, you must imitate the virtues of those that you are devoted to. And so, when we practice this devotion, we offer prayers of reparation, we offer sacrifices, but we also imitate our Divine Lord. We bear our crosses. We practice all of the virtues which He practiced in His Sacred Passion, with humility and with resignation to the Divine Will. And so, I recommend during this season of Lent to offer up your little actions of penance and mortification, offer them in reparation for the insults committed against the holy face of Jesus. And please our divine Lord in that way during Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.